for any details.
The corn is getting close to Black Layer west of Hillsboro, North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more with the Pioneer Agronomy Update.
I've got Kevin Sinner, Pioneer Field Agronomist, with me today. And Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the crops here as we sit in early September. How are things looking out in the field?
It was a late planting season, and I think Mother Nature kind of felt bad about that, so she blessed us with a nice warm June and July. So we did a good job of catching up on heat units. So things are looking good. The corn's coming along. Most of it's denting now, and some of it's even getting close to black layer. So moving along.
And I know you've got some ears of corn. You want to show us a little bit what you went out to the field to pull here this morning?
Sure. Yep. We just have a test plot right out here with K2 seeds here just west of Hillsboro. And we got hybrids right here ranging from 73-day hybrids to all the way up to a 92. I don't have the 92 here, but you can see on those hybrids, the earliest one is real close to black layer. The late stuff there, not quite even really denting fully yet, so a ways to go on some of them.
So show us in your hand you've got, is that the earliest maturity that you've got here?
Correct, yep. So this is the early one, this is the 73-day, and it shells off really nice from the cob now. There's not quite black layers yet, but the kernels are nice and shiny now, and it's getting close. So physiological maturity is almost there for this, and after that, it's just drying down.
So as we chat, it's going to be a really warm day here in early September. What does that mean for growing degree units? What does that add to the corn crop here?
Well, it should, on a good warm day like this, we'll probably get 20, 25 almost heat units. We're going to dip down into the 70s here later this week, and then we're going to struggle to get a dozen a day at that rate. So on some of this stuff that needs to go and mature yet and get dented, we still probably need 200-300 heat units in some cases, so it's going to have to giddy up here.
Well, so I mean, technically, how does that translate to days? Can that translate to days here at this time of the year?
Yeah, so if you're going to go off of those 70-degree days, which we pretty much should expect at this point in the year, 10, 12 a day, that translates to almost a whole month, so it will early up a little bit just because of the late planting, I think, and not require the full amount of GDUs, but still a ways to go on some of these hybrids.
In addition to corn, of course, I know Pioneer watching soybeans, sunflowers too. I know we've got a sunflower field behind us, as I'm sure our viewers can see. A lot of folks around here, a lot more sunflower fields, I think, than folks were expecting in the Red River Valley. And how soon could we see some desiccation on the sunflowers?
Yeah, so the trick is you want to get the combines out there before the blackbirds get the flowers. So guys have started asking, when can we start desiccating? We want to get after them. Well, you got to wait. These ones behind us are a ways to go yet. You're going to have to wait till those bracts start turning brown around the outside of the flowers, and you should be at about 35% or less moisture, seed moisture, before you desiccate.
Well, Kevin, thanks for joining us for this Pioneer Agronomy Update. Again, we've been visiting with Pioneer Field Agronomist Kevin Sinner. I'm Kara Hart here on the Red River Farm Network.
There is optimism.